Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon or morning. How can I help you?
Well, I told this to all to the other girl that I could barely hear, but I got a charge on my debit card for $67.32. And I guess it was stemming from, I took a survey, and I don't remember who it was from. I took a survey, and for taking the survey, they were supposed to send me a tactical bag, which I never got, but that's beside the point now, I guess. But I was charged at $67.32, and I live in Belding, Michigan, and they said it was from somebody in Lowell, Michigan. I'm wanting my money back. I don't know if you can help me with that. I did not order anything. I did not sign up for a membership, she said I did. I didn't do any of that stuff.
Okay, do you mind actually providing me with the zip code and first and last name, please?
My zip code is 48809. The one it was ordered from was 49331.
Thank you, sir. Give me just a moment. Can I have the first and last name, please, on the account?
My first name is Ken or Kenneth. Last name is Minnie, M-I-N-N-I-E.
Thank you. Give me just a moment to look for an account with that information. I'm still here. I'm just looking for an account with that information.
Thank you.
Can I have the shipping address, please, sir?
The one that ordered it or mine?
The shipping address is on the account you're calling in about.
The one that I'm calling from now. My address is 1310, capital W point, capital E-L-L-I-S, Avenue, Belding, B-E-L-D-I-N-G, Michigan, 48809.
Okay. So I'm looking over everything. So I'm showing that this account that I pulled up with that name and shipping address you gave me, sir, well, that was with the discount savings store for the tactical bag.
All right. All I know is I took a survey. They said you get a free gift. That's what I was supposed to get. I never got it. I don't want a membership. I want this all canceled and refunded.
To apologize, I understand your frustration.
I understand your problems too. I mean, it's not easy.
Okay, I understand. Okay. So I pulled up and verified the account, that information, looked over the account. As you see, this was for the discount savings store membership that you signed up for.
Pardon me? I can barely hear you.
This was for the discount savings store membership you signed up for. It was created. It was created when you selected the tactical bag as a gift.
I didn't sign up for an account. I took a survey. It didn't say anything about signing up for an account. It gave me a list of things that I could get for free. I picked the tactical bag, which I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
How come there's a different address on it?
That was the address we have in file, sir. Have you recently changed addresses and updated with us?
I've been at this address for over 6 years.
Okay, so what you're being billed for, that was a membership. Do you remember selecting a gift with a tactical bag, sir?
Pardon me?
Did you authorize the tactical bag?
That was supposed to be a free gift. I had like 7 different things I could choose from for taking a survey.
Okay, I understand, sir. So you said you did. Did you authorize the tactical bag, sir, for the shipping costs?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like $7, I guess, I think. I don't know.
Okay, so that was a gift for signing up for the discount store membership. I will be happy to go ahead and assist you with getting a refund on that for 35%, but I cannot file fraudulent on that because it's not fraud. That's the membership fee.
Can you cancel the membership? Because I don't want to be charged again for when this membership comes up.
Yes, sir. I'm making sure it's canceled out, sir. Regarding the charges, sir, I'll see what I can do regarding a courtesy refund. Please stay in line.
Thank you.
I'm working on getting that, at least making sure it's canceled correctly. Give me just a moment. Please stay in line. Okay. So I'm looking over that. Yeah, so that was the gift. So you went ahead and signed up for a gift for the tactical bag for the discount savings store. And then you're going to be billed the membership fee 5 days after initially signing up for the $56.95 each month you're enrolled and billed the membership fee you receive.
All right.
Gift card every time you bill the membership fee.
Okay.
Okay. So you're wanting to get this canceled, you said. Regarding the refund, what I can go ahead and do, since it's not fraudulent, I can apply a 50% courtesy refund to that as a one-time courtesy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm working on making sure this cancels out correctly. Okay, I'm still here. Please stay in line.
Yep.
I'm still here. I'm just working on assisting you with making sure this is canceled. Now, regarding the charges, since you did initially create the account when you selected the tactical bag, it's not fraudulent, sir.
Okay.
You mentioned you selected that tactical bag, correct, as a gift?
I'm still, yeah, I never got it, so I don't know what's going on there. Maybe
it's been shipped out to you.
Well, I didn't get it, but that's fine.
I understand what I do see. What I will go ahead and do for you is a one-time courtesy is apply a 35% courtesy refund to the tactical bag membership and the discounts club membership.
Can I ask you where you're located?
Yes, sir. We're online store, sir.
Yeah, but where is the online store?
Yes, sir. It's an online store base. It doesn't have a physical store. It's an online store for the discount savings store. Now, if you're talking about the call center, California, to answer your question.
Wow. All right.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you as a one-time courtesy was apply a 50% courtesy refund to the membership for you today, but that would be the most I could do for you.
All right, as long as I'm not going to get billed again for anything.
Yes, sir.
And I get the 50% discount, I'm good, I guess.
Okay, give me just a moment while I get that refund issued. I'm working on getting that canceled out and refunded. Thank you. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm working on the refund for you. Trying to get to the specific, like, he's a manager. I'm still here. I'm just working on your refund for you, sir. And I've seen it's canceled out correctly. So there won't be more charges going forward. Please stay in line, okay?
Yep.
I'll have your confirmation number for your refund shortly. The 50% refund is going to apply to the $39.99 for December. The $56.95 for December declined. Just want to let you know that.
Okay.
So I won't apply the charge for that other charge for December because it declined.
So pre-registration would be you would take down your first name, last name, email, and phone number, and then once
working on your refund. Thank you.
Thank you.
Working on the refund for you. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm almost done with your refund. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for your patience. So the refund's been issued. The confirmation number is going to be 786140.
78614. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. The account's canceled and you've been refunded the $20 back to your account. That's 50% refund. The confirmation number is 786147348. You got it that time, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
So the total I'm getting refunded is $20?
Yes, sir. That was for the members. That was for the Gadget Club. The other charge was declined for November, for December.
Okay. As long as the membership is canceled and everything's good now, I appreciate your time and your trouble.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? Anything else at all I can assist with?
No, I guess not. Hopefully I won't have to ever, you know, go through this again with you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, is there anything else I can do?
Not unless you know my lottery numbers.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a happy new year.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.